In Jackson, Mississippi, more than 70% of residents still have to boil their water before they use it. This, even though it's been nearly a month since a winter storm shut down the city's water system. Some residents didn't even have running water until last week. Now most do, but it's still not safe to drink from the tap. This water crisis has been a long time coming. Notices to boil water are common in the city, where the majority of residents are black. A disappearing tax base has left Jackson with a crumbling infrastructure that's nearly a century old. Jackson Public Works Director Charles Williams is on the front lines of this crisis. Charles, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Could you describe what the water situation is like in Jackson right now? How many people still don't have safe drinking water almost a month out from the storm?
Well, right now, all 43,000 connections on the surface water side are still on a boil water notice. And that will not be lifted until the city has 2 good days of sampling that is turned into the Mississippi Department of Health.
What is the problem with the drinking water? What is the contamination that's keeping people from being able to drink out of the tap?
Well, it's precautionary. Right now, until we meet the compliance standard as it relates to water quality, making sure there's not any bacteria or pathogens that is in the water. And so once the samples come back good, then we can start lifting the boil water notice throughout the city.
Jackson's mayor, Chukwuma Lumumba, is asking Mississippi's governor, Tate Reeves, for $47 million to help repair the water system. As you know, you're an engineer. I wonder if you think that's going to be enough to modernize the system so people in Jackson can actually count on having clean water.
No, ma'am. That is not what we consider the panacea. You know, we're also looking at other funding opportunities, you know, so we can make sustainable repairs moving forward.
If the $47 million that's being asked of the governor is not going to be enough, and I know you're asking for more money from the EPA and other sources, why is there not a commitment to get the people of Jackson clean water? I mean, at this point, it's an aging system. You have a tax base that has really been crumbling. So is there a lack of commitment? Is it not seen as a priority?
I can't necessarily speak to the political side of it, but what I can tell you is that obviously we have had repetitive occurrences as relates to water outages for, you know, almost 20 years. And you can point to the lack of investment in the water and wastewater infrastructure in Jackson. So we realize that the request that is made to the governor obviously is not going to solve all of our problems, but it's a start.
What have you heard from members of the business community? For instance, who is it impacting most?
The one thing that we've been getting is how much more can our residents and business community take? You know, we have 1 year, we have been dealing with COVID. We also had a 30-year flood and now, you know, a major water outage. And so it's a lot. It's a lot from an economic standpoint, you know, when you've already lost a lot of revenue for our business community and for our residents who are struggling, you know, during this time.
I just want to ask you it's been almost a month now this has been happening. You sound very calm, but I wonder how you keep managing and pushing against the system, which seems as though it is going to take an awful lot to rectify.
Well, what we try to look at is how can we do better? We want to make sure that we seize this opportunity right now, that the focus is on Jackson. The focus is on our infrastructure. There should be no more excuses. Now is it's the time to invest because it's going to happen again. So I want to make sure that we are a lot better shape than we were before this particular event and basically collapsed, you know, our treatment facilities and our inability to provide water to our citizens.
That's Public Works Director Charles Williams in Jackson, Mississippi, where residents are still having to boil water after storms battered the region almost a month ago. We wish you the best of luck, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you.